Good evening, everyone, and welcome to worship. My name's Paul. I'm one of the directors, and I want to introduce everyone who came up the mountain to Holden Village today. And as I read your name, shout it out if I mispronounce it, and stand up, and we'll applaud you all at the end. You can remain standing if you'd like. If you're a little shy about it, you can sit down. But from Chula Vista, California, Amy Adair, Steve Adair, Owen Adair, and Shannon Adair. And from Santa Rosa, California, Brian Clausane, thank you. Lori Clausane and Sarah Clausane. And, oh good, from, I can say it again so I sound like a sidekick on a game show. From Chula Vista, California, Marjorie Cunningham, Roger Cunningham, Sarah Seymour, and Jenny Seymour. There. And from Minneapolis, Carol Whitty, Winston Cavert, Elspeth Cavert, and Johan Cavert. There's Carol. Oh, great. And from Maple Grove, Minnesota, Wendy Hotakinen. Is that close? Wendy? Did I mispronounce it so badly you can't stand up? From Minneapolis, John Louder with Elizabeth Lincoln and Sarah Louder and Holly and Rana Lauber. From Minneapolis, James Lincoln and Jane Lincoln. And from Maple Grove, Tim Tingblad. From Portland, Oregon, Tom Dunn, Brianna Dunn, and Brendan Dunn. Also from Portland, Harry Flesher and Gladys Flesher. From the Dalles, Oregon, Tony Dunn, Silene Nathan, Aaron Nathan, and Maddie Nathan. Did I get that right? Back there. And then we have a number of folks from Mount Vernon, Washington. Gene Hansen, Miguel Hansen, David Harsh, Mark Johnson, Jared Knapp, Amy Omdahl, Scott Sutherland, and Kevin Sutherland, all from Mount Vernon, back there. And from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Alan Riendo, Margie Fiedler, with Jesse, Ryan, and Micah, all from Coeur d'Alene. There. And we have a number of staff people joining us today. From Portland, Oregon, Linda Boddy. And from Milwaukee, Oregon, Jeremy Estabrook. And from Portland, Oregon, Brad Meninga. From Buda, Texas, Claire Strang and Dennis Brosty. And from Chelan, making the long trip up the lake, Stanislava Babankova, Zdenka, Manche, Mila, and Anna. Does that sound right? Are you here? Back there. James Dallas from Olympia, Washington. Greg Sutton from Chelan, Washington. And let me see, from Kennewick, Washington, Shelley Beecham, Riker, Jenner, and Baylor Beecham. Right here. Did I miss anyone who came in today? Did I miss someone? Welcome to Holden Village. Now we can all applaud together. And then I would like to ask everyone who has to leave tomorrow to stand, and we'll send you out with a blessing and a prayer. Let's pray. Gracious, loving God, we thank you for these great, great people who have been with us these days and months. Send them out as lights into a dark world. Make them continually anew in the life and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, and give us joy at our coming together again. In your name we pray. Amen.
God be with you.
Welcome to worship, sisters and brothers. My name is Paul, and I serve the village as worship assistant and long-term musician. Tonight, we are blessed to have with us Shelley Guy, who will be telling a story about how children are welcomed into the community, and we'll hear also a story of how Jesus welcomed children into the community. And that's most of what we're going to do tonight. Before we do that, we're going to start with singing number 128 in your Renewing Worship hymnal.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, oh, and I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the world. All around the world, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, all around the world, yes, and I'm gonna let it shine. All around this world, yes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine. Ooh, that was all right. Letting it shine.
A reading from Matthew. Then small children were brought to Jesus so he could lay hands on them and pray for them. The disciples began to scold the parents, but Jesus said, "Let the children alone. Let them come to me. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And after laying his hands on them, Jesus left that town. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
All right. Well, we're all going to shine tonight. Every one of us. We're going to examine how it works when the adults in the village, such as Holden, this is a sub-village, and then we belong to this great big village, which is the world, how it is, what happens when adults in the villages let their lights shine so that the children of the village can shine. So we're going to share a story. It's called How Little Billy Learned to Play. And it's going to show us how the adults in this one community just put their arms around this child and helped him to become the man that he is today. It's a true story. And we're just going to do that together, okay? Everybody, this guy here, you're looking dubious. Okay. So in order to do that, we're going to separate into three groups. Let's see. This group here and this group here, you guys, are the Doondockers. You're the Doondockers. And You guys, I think you can handle it. You're going to have to be the swish washers. And you two, you'll be the clip clappers. The clip clappers. Doondockers, swish washers, clip clappers. Got it? Doondockers. Here you go. Doon, dock, doon, dock, dock. Doon, dock, doon, dock, dock, doon, dock, doon, dock, dock. Very good. Swish washers. Swish, swash, bip, bap, bap, swish, swash, bip, bap, bap, swish, swash, bip, bap, bap. Very good, very good. Clip clappers, you ready? Gotta hold your own now. Clip, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clap. 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 Very good. Okay. Everybody ready? Now, I get kind of caught up in the story, so I'll be messing you up. But you gotta stay on top of it, okay? Okay. So I'm going to try to point to you when it's your turn. So if I point to this group, you'll know that it's you too, okay? All right. And when I do this, that means cut it off. All right. When I do this, this means take it higher. Yeah. All right. We ready? Little Billy's Uncle Ferdinand. I said Ferdinand, used to play music with his hands. It's true. See, he'd pound on the tables with his knuckles and the base of his hands, making a musical beat that sounded like this. Doom, doc, doom, doc, doc, doom, doc, doom, doc, doc. And then he'd slap his legs and slap his chest, saying swish, swash, bip, bap, bap, swish, swash, bip, bap, bap. I hear you. And then he clap his hands, saying, clip, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clap. Very good. It's all right? All right. Every time Uncle Ferdinand would come to visit, he always played his hands. Little Billy, he would listen, and he tried to make music too. See, he would place his little six-year-old hands on the table, and he'd pound and pound and pound. But he always ended up pounding on the tables and slapping his legs in his chest in an offbeat way. Uncle would laugh. He'd say, ha, ha. That's funny, little Billy. And then he kept right on beating the table, saying, doon, doc, doon, doc, doc, doon, doc, doon, doc, doc. He'd slap his legs in his chest, saying, swish, squash, bip, bap, bap, swish, squash, bip, bap, bap. Then he'd clap his hands, saying, clip, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clap. Then Uncle Ferdinand, he would say, little Billy, you keep watching my hands and listen, and you'll find the rhythm. He said, you'll learn to do it too. And then he'd put a record on the record player, and he'd say, Lil Billy, let's hear some blues. Let's hear some jazz. And he'd play his hands. He'd say, doom, doc, doom, doc, doc, doom, doc, doom, doc, doc, doom, doc, doom, doc, doc. Swish, swash, bip. Bap, bap, swish, swash, bip, bap, bap. Clip, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clap. Clip, clap, clip, clap, clip, bap, bap. Little Billy loved him, some Uncle Ferdinand, and he loved that the sounds his hands could make. So every once in a while, he'd climb up on his lap, and he'd ask Uncle Ferdinand, he said, who taught you how to play your hands? Uncle always said that the people from Africa played their hands long before there was any such a thing as a drum or a piano. So they call it ham bone now. And then he said that his great-great-grandfather had come from Africa. He taught his great-grandfather, who taught his grandfather, who had taught his father, who had taught him. And then he told little Billy that the beat is in his blood. And he asked little Billy to always remember that. Little Billy always said that when he got bigger, that he was going to learn to play his hands too. Uncle Ferdinand said that if he learned to play real good, that he would buy little Billy a small set of drums or a small piano. So little Billy, he practiced playing his hands anytime and any place. Sometimes his mother and father would say, "Little Billy, stop keeping up all that racket." But it seemed like he just had to play. I mean, he even played his hands in his sleep. Swish, swash, bip, bap, bap. Swish, swash, bip, bap, bap. By the time he was 8 years old, he could keep a real good beat. When he was 9, his parents began to ask little Billy to play his hands when company came to visit. See, everybody in the neighborhood knew about little Billy and his musical hands because he had found a board that he had carried around with him everywhere that he went. He took that board to church and played along when the choir sang. He took the board with him to the riverbank and played it while he was trying to catch a fish. He even took that board to school and practiced during recess. Now, sometimes little Billy would sit on his front steps and he would play. And Mr. Williams from next door, he'd come over with his harmonica and he'd blow. And Miss Esther from across the street, why, she'd come over and she'd sing, "My baby, sweet baby." Wow, who knew that Miss Esther could scat like that? Swah, wah, wah, wee, shooby, wee, shooby, wee. With the people from the neighborhood clapping and dancing and little Billy, Mr. Williams, and Miss Esther jamming, why, it was like a concert on 11th Street where they live. Say, doom, doc, doom, doc, doc, doom, doc, doom, doc, doc. Swish, swash, bip, bap, bap, swish, swash. It's a concert. Clip, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clap, clap. On the day little Billy turned 10 years old, Uncle Ferdinand came to visit. He put a record on the record player and he said, "Let's hear some blues, little Billy. Let's hear some jazz." Started playing his hands. And this time, little Billy joined in. I mean, they made music all night long until it was time for little Billy to go to bed. And that's where he dreamed of music and Africa. He dreamed of lots and lots of people sitting around just playing music. When he woke up the next morning, he found in his room a small piano and a small set of drums. And there was a note from Uncle Ferdinand. It said, "Here are the drums and the piano I promised you. I know you'll learn to play them well, but play your hands every now and then, little Billy, and never ever forget where the rhythm started." Well, little Billy grew up and he became a fine musician, playing with famous jazz and blues men from all over the world. He became a man who taught music to his children and anyone else's children, anyone who wanted to learn. You know, whenever he sees the people from the old neighborhood, guess what they say? They say, "Little Billy, you still playing your hands?" And then they laugh, because they remember where it all started. Sometimes Mr. Williams and Miss Esther and Billy, they jam together just the way they used to. Now, when he wants to create a song these days, little Billy plays his hands, remembering the stories about his family and the stories about Africa, stories about the rhythm. He thinks of his Uncle Ferdinand smiling down on him. giving him energy. And he remembers. He'll always remember that the beat is in his blood. The beat is in his blood. That's how little Billy learned to play. Very good. Very good. Musicians.
Let us pray. Loving God, God of community, God of family, God of children, God of great-grandparents and grandparents and great-great-grandparents. Thank you for the people who have loved us into this community of faith. Thank you for those who have loved us enough to give us gifts that have stood us well. We pray for the strength and the willingness to be gifts and to pass on this community and this faith to our children. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen. Now go in peace to serve the living God of community.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, yes, and I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let's live.